Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hello to all the ships at sea, wherever you are in the world today. Good to see your shiny, smiley faces once again for day 20. I appreciate the very kind words in the chat box. I think you will survive without me. I just have this sneaking suspicion. And the good news is this is not the end of it. As I'm fighting with some technology issues right now, there is more coming. This has been a grand experiment that I've learned lots of really, really cool things in the midst of. And so I have a number of fun things planned coming very, very soon. So you're not done with me quite yet. You're allowed to me. But if you want to keep hanging out, we're going to keep doing more stuff. So to begin with, just take a nice, big, deep breath. Move around, scan your body. Oh, just notice what's going on this beautiful morning. Oh, nice big deep breath and just tap on the side of the hand. Oh, and as you tap on the chin, just gently listen. Eyebrow, and just pay attention to what the system has to say today. Side of the eye. Collarbone. Chin. Under the nose. Side of the hand. Collarbone, eyebrow, under the eye, side of the eye, side of the hand. Liver spot, collarbone, chin, under the eye, eyebrow. Side of the eye. Under the arm. Side of the hand. Chin. Under the nose. Eyebrow. Under the eye. Side of the eye. Side of the hand. Chin. Under the nose. Eyebrow. Under the eye. Side of the eye. Under the arm. Under the eye. Eyebrow. under the nose. Chin. Collarbone. Gamut spot. Side of the hand. Chin. Eyebrow. Under the eye. Collarbone. Nice big deep breath. Just big stretch, move around. Again, just scan your body, notice what's going on. Something you need to jot down and grab the note so you don't lose it. Great. So as you tune into today, what are you worried about? What are the obstacles? What's the resistance? What are the actions that you're avoiding or you're worried about? What's the thing that just feels hairy on that to-do list? Maybe it's something you're going to do this weekend. Let's drop those things in the chat box. We can tap along to all of them. What's on tap for today? Feel free to just keep adding stuff to the box as we start tapping. Side of the hand, nice big deep breath. I recognize the fact as I step into another day, it's another opportunity, another opportunity to make choices, to take action, and to be in the moment. And I appreciate the fact it's an opportunity to make new choices. And to act in new ways. And as I step into today, I'm worried about all the details. About staying on track. About maintaining good habits that I've built. And as I step into today, there are commitments that I have made that I'm worried about. And I give myself permission to break that commitment down. Into simple, manageable steps. That I can take one at a time to manage my day. And to manage my commitments. I'm also worried that my boundaries are not going to be strong enough today. I'm going to connect with others. And I'm going to lose myself into their wants and desires. I want to be connected. I want to engage in deep ways. At the exact same time, I want to make sure I take care of me. I'm worried about creating space in my day and in my life. To do the things that I want to do. Recognizing that when I create the space, it's possible for me to take thoughtful action. Give myself permission to know that finding time to have fun is hard. It's easy to be focused on my task list. It's easy to focus on what needs to get done. I give myself permission to play. To be light. To be joyful. I give myself permission to step into today and this weekend. In a way that is thoughtful and deliberate. Taking everything one step at a time. Nice deep breath. Again, as you tap through that, if there are things that you realize you need to do today, things you realize you don't need to do today, and you can let go, make sure you jot those down. Awesome, as you're grabbing that note, make sure you check out the chat box. Evie has an invitation there for you if you didn't see it in the chat box, if you didn't want to connect in that way. Excellent. What do you need today for support? What do you need today for protection? Like I always say, this isn't dessert. You get more than one. You don't have to choose. What do you need today? Internally, externally, from your spiritual path, from the people in your life, from strangers you don't know yet. Drop those things that you need for support and protection today. And remember, support and protection is good to ask for. It's a human thing. We're not being human if we don't. As we start tapping, if you're still dropping things into the chat box, do it. Nice big deep breath in the side of the hand. I like being capable. I like trusting my abilities. I like being self-sufficient. I pride myself in not being a burden to others. And there's a part of me that is resistant to ask for help. Unless I'm in desperate, dire need. The reality is I need support and protection at every stop in my journey. I need support and protection in all areas of my life. I recognize I need to take care of myself and my health. To not only take thoughtful action, but also thoughtful rest. Rest isn't something that gets in the way of me taking action. Rest is for rejuvenation. Rest is to allow us to sort out what we need to sort out on a subconscious level. It's okay to admit that I need rest. Taking time to rest is not a weakness. Give myself permission to be thoughtful, curious, and playful today. Playful in my work so it is easier. And playful for just the sake of playful. I'm allowed to be playful without an agenda. I'm allowed to be playful without expecting anything other than play. I give myself permission to create space for clarity. Internal clarity. And the insights of others to help me to find clarity. I give myself permission to be confident and comfortable inside of my own skin. Confidence does not mean protection. Confidence does not mean better than others. Confidence simply means knowing who I truly am. And trusting who I truly am. I give myself permission to ask for what I need today. Even if I don't know what that is right now as I am tapping. I give myself permission to ask for what I need today. It is healthy for me to ask for support. And it is safe for me to ask for protection. Nice deep breath. Big stretch, move around again. Just notice your body, notice what's going on. And again, if there's a thought, an idea, a resource that you realize you need to reach out to, jot that down, grab it. One more time, notice your body. And again, this time, just really scan it top to bottom. not in a diagnostic sense. And you can tap on the side of the hand while you're doing this, but just notice. Notice your shoulders, notice your hips, your knees. Just scan from top to bottom. Is there tightness? Is there tension? Is there heaviness? But also notice places that are loose, that are supple, that feel good, that feel energized. Notice if there's a part of your body that feels offline, like everything else is connected, and for some reason it just feels like it's unplugged, and sometimes it feels like it's kind of unplugged, so the connection's a little off to the rest of the system. Just notice. And just repeat after me. My system is a healing machine. I give my system permission to do what it needs to do today to keep me healthy. Well-being is my birthright. I am made for well-being. It is safe for me to have and maintain well-being. I give my system permission to tap into my internal wisdom to increase health and well-being. I give my system permission to reach outward to maintain health and well-being. I choose to release anything known, unknown, and hidden as preventing my well-being and my health today. I give my system permission to ask for what it needs to be healthy today. Just listen to that. Pay attention. My system is made for health. My system is made for well-being. It's never too late for me to reclaim health and well-being. It's never too late for me to heal again. I appreciate everything my system is doing in the background to keep me healthy and safe. I encourage and empower my system to do what it needs to do to be healthy today. Thank you. I appreciate my imperfect system. Thank you. I appreciate my flawed system. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Nice big deep breath. Stretch, move around, reach for that water or coffee or whatever is close by that feels like you need to tap into. Again, just rescan your body. Notice what's going on inside of it. Is there something you need to note? Something you realize that you need to do today to take care of yourself? Grab those things, jot them down. Awesome. So a number of logistical announcements. You will receive two emails from me today. The first email is the recordings from today, access to the page. The second email is something you are going to love. Earlier in the week, I asked my team member to make something for you all, and she ended up making three versions of it so I could choose, and you're going to get all three of them. They're absolute delights. At least print one of them out, stick it somewhere so you can see it all of the time. It is something that you need to hear and not hear it from me. Number three, lots of stuff is coming after this. I appreciate you being with me for the last month, but I have a number of really cool things coming. I actually have, in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, depending on technology, a new podcast that is launching that is going to show up every single morning, 5 days a week, called First Action, Best Action, as a way of helping you to set up your day every single day. So you will be able to have coffee with me every single morning, 5 days a week going forward. I'm going to take all of the adaptations that we did to the worksheet over the course of the month. I'm going to update the workbook so that there's more comprehensive explanation for all of those things. I'm also going to re-record the instruction video for all of the sections with all of the new bonuses and all the new content. That is not going to happen today. That will happen sometime early next week. So before the week is over, you'll get that. And I have other fun surprises coming for you. So over the course of the next week or so, you'll probably hear from me 5 or 6 times. Again, thank you for those of you who've showed up bright and early, wherever you are in the world, on vacation, in different time zones. I'm just as appreciative to all of you who have been joining us on video after the fact, tapping along, doing them out of order. The page where all 20 of these are is not going down anytime soon. So you will have access to these audios and videos for a long time. Feel free to download the audios and save them. Come back and watch the videos over and over again. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is. The things that we've been tapping on will always be good and useful for you. I hope you have a wonderful Friday. I hope you have a great weekend. I can't wait to connect with you again in some fun way as we continue building these awesome communities. As always, Gene, Gene, at tappingqa.com. I actually got an email from someone yesterday that said to Gene or whoever reads Gene email to help him, Gene is the one who reads Gene's email. So I'm always going to get all of those things. So feel free to reach out. Have a great day. I can't wait to see you guys real soon. Bye bye.